Under current New York State law, teens in search of HIV treatment or preventive medication are required to have a parent's consent. Governor Cuomo's bill would eliminate that requirement. Cuomo's and the Epidemic Task Force seeks to lower the number of new HIV infections each year to 750 or fewer by the year 2020. 2 years ago, the count was about 3,000 new cases, down from 15,000 per year in the early 1990s. In Buffalo, Matthew Crean Higgins is senior director of the Pride Center of Western New York.
HIV treatment in New York State is incredibly sophisticated. It leads the nation in many ways. And so parents, I would hope, would be glad that the governor is putting information out there to make sure that people who become positive, no matter what their age are, know that they can go somewhere, know that they can access treatment, and know that they can take what used to be a death sentence, as people say frequently, and is now a chronic and treatable illness.
Crean Higgins says many teens coming to terms with their sexuality or their health status are put into an awkward situation when communicating with parents. He says in some cases, it keeps teens away from the treatment they need, which in turn puts not only that individual's health at risk, but also the health of those who come into contact with that person. Michael Mrosiak, WBFL News.